This presentation of the USA CBD Conference is brought to you by IndustryPods.com in conjunction with Immortal, a well-being beverage company, bringing you Immortal Nitro Super Coffee and now Immortal Super Immunity Shot with Hemp Extra. All is well at Immortal.com. That's IMMORDL.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, next on stage is the beautiful Sarah Rose Kennedy. Yes. Now, because we were told that you're going to be the Lone Ranger up here today. All right. So here, hold on. Sarah is a passionate cannapreneur. I like that. And a marketer. She has been part of the hemp and cannabis industry for many, many years and recently launched Purify, a new platform for your latest hemp CBD information and products. Here to speak about the challenges of a growing hemp industry, please put your eyes to the video screen behind her, and then she will speak. It's Sarah Rose.
For an astonishing 12,000 years, hemp has been cultivated and utilized by humans and is undeniably one of the world's most popular renewable resources. There are 25,000 known products made from it, everything from industrial uses to textiles, as well as being renowned for its many medicinal properties. Hemp's first recorded use was in 8,000 BC and was introduced in the Americas in the 1600s. Its uses were so widespread, farmers were mandated to grow hemp crops, including George Washington, who noted doing so in his diary. In 1937, the Marijuana Tax Act was passed, making commercial hemp illegal. Pushed by competing interests in the logging, paper, and fossil fuel industries, since hemp competed with their products. During World War II, despite being illegal, citizens were encouraged to grow hemp for the war effort, and it was used to make rope and canvas. In 1970, hemp was grouped with marijuana as part of the Controlled Substance Act, making it a Schedule I illegal drug, despite its many uses and all evidence to the contrary.
In 2018, Congress passed the Industrial Farming Act of 2018, making hemp federally legal to cultivate and removing it as a Schedule I drug. The hemp industry has recently seen a massive resurgence, principally because of the interest in CBD, a hemp derivative. In 2019, the FDA classified CBD as an active ingredient in prescription medication. This limited hemp producers from making any medical benefit claims that weren't verified by clinical trials, despite overwhelming anecdotal evidence to the many medicinal benefits.
The explosive growth of the newly legal hemp CBD industry continues to create challenges with its reputation due to widespread product fraud and unsubstantiated medical claims from bad actors looking to cash in on the CBD craze. The consumer market has been flooded with black hat products which do not contain the CBD they profess to and are often sold using false endorsements and health claims. Due to these factors, limited online media is available until the FDA has a resolution and the market catches up. Reputable hemp CBD brands lack a national platform to advertise their legitimate products. Adding to the legal, regulatory, and anecdotal confusion, consumers simply don't know where to turn for accurate information and legitimately reviewed products.
Enter Purify, the answer consumers have been looking for. Pura is Spanish for pure, and Phi represents phytocannabinoids, the molecule found in cannabis plants containing CBD. Consumers will use Purify as their go-to for curated hemp products. Purify's thought-leading and relevant content will bridge the gap for readers by educating about the benefits hemp has to offer in the form of interviews with hemp thought leaders, the latest in related medical science, global exclusives, celebrities, athletes, and other influencers. This allows visitors to make educated buying decisions and purchase legitimate products with confidence, leveraging product reviews, rated products, lab results, and more.
Hello, and thank you for having me here. So my name is Sarah Kennedy, and I am with Purify.com, a new advertising publisher that we are just launching for the CBD and hemp industry. And I'm here today to talk to the consumers about how to find a high quality and legitimate CBD product. And you know it's the main reason that we launched Purify. We wanted to combat what is happening right now in the hemp and CBD industry with bad operators and then the legitimate brands that are trying to get to market. And so we really wanted to create that platform, and we launched with the content side, curating content from celebrities, business leaders, scientists, influencers, everyone in the industry that we wanted to create a voice for them to share their information. So we launched with the content side, which is live now, and then we're going to be launching also the review site, and then after that there'll be a marketplace shortly after that. So first, I wanted to kind of address when consumers are looking, okay, where do I go to buy my CBD? There's so many different sources that they can go to. They can go to Amazon. They can go online to a bunch of different places. They can go to Google and they can search for their different CBD products. They can put keywords in to search for symptomatic relief that they want to have, and then try to find a product. They can go into a dispensary now and they can buy a quality product. But even whether it's online or if it's in person, what are the things that consumers should find and look for when they're trying to find the right product? And first, I would start with the chain of custody. Consumers, should do some research on how hemp, CBD, and biomass is produced, starting on the cultivation side to the production side, and then eventually to market. And there's a lot in the process to making CBD. And beginning with, COAs, certificates of authenticity, that's what I think the consumer should start with looking for. They should look at this report, this lab report, and these lab reports will show what is in the product. It'll show metals, pesticides, microbials, and also potency. And these are the things that will kind of differentiate a bad hemp product from a good hemp product. So a COA that has, low testing on the metals and microbials and pesticides, and in the potency that they're looking for on the CBD side, including on the THC side, making sure that it falls within the limits that they're comfortable with. That's the major... That's the major thing that consumers should look for. In addition, coming from the brand and company side of hemp and CBD, how are brands, looking at engaging, consumers? And it's been a trial and error this last year with the FDA enforcing CBD as a prescription medication. There's been a lot more barriers to entry as far as how you can market and sell CBD. So the major point is that brands have had to change, make sure that on the claims side of things, that they're not putting any type of claims on any of their packaging, on any of their marketing materials, on anything that that can come back to bite them in the butt. There's a whole industry popping up with lawyers going after class action lawsuits for claims, and if there's any type of success to be had in the industry, it makes you more of a target. So one of the major things that brands should be aware of is if they're how they're marketing and what they're saying on their products. So basically, CBD brands are really what they're presenting, what they're marketing, and how they're doing that, and how they're engaging with the consumers is very important. So taking note of calling it hemp oil, whether that's full spectrum, broad spectrum, making sure that they're not calling it CBD is absolutely vital right now at the moment. So that's really important to be mindful of that. Let's see. In addition, you know, how CBD brands are coming to market. The big production, you know, rush to production, rush to make product has happened. Now a lot of CBD brands are finding that the sales and distribution channels is where they're, you know, is really kind of the hard part of it. You have a lot of tinctures, you have a lot of gummies, you have a lot of products out there, you know, that are very similar. And I think someone earlier on a panel had mentioned, you know, being able to differentiate yourself in the sea of CBD and hemp products. And at this point, that's absolutely imperative, you know, being able to differentiate yourself, who you're marketing to, and, you know, and really being able to create brand identity with what you're doing. So, you know, so at Purify, we're really trying to engage, you know, a wide range of consumers, but allowing that the individual brands are really trying to go after who they want to target on the market. And, you know, and doing that through anecdotal stories, medical and clinical data and research that's coming out, and, you know, really being able to position as much information and leverage that, you know, on the journey that the CBD industry is on right now. So, you know, and then the other part of what we're trying to do is, you know, is create standardization. We're trying to create the standard for this industry, and by, you know, setting the tone of who we're working with. We want to work with hemp brands that have hemp handlers certification, that test their product, that want to be transparent and show their testing results. And, you know, and with that, we want the consumer to be able to, you know, feel that everything that they're getting on the packaging is indeed what they're getting in their medicine or product. And, you know, that's going to take a little bit of probably a little bit longer of time to be able to set that as a standard practice in the industry. But there's a lot of self-governing and, you know, and setting the bar. I think the companies that are, you know, setting that, saying, hey, this is the facility that we're producing in, this is the, you know, this is our product with the lab results that coordinate with it, and also being able to educate the consumer. We want, you know, we want the consumers to become more sophisticated, and that's going to happen as they are able to get information and being able to understand that information and make it applicable to their purchase. And, you know, and the other thing, too, is the lifetime value of a consumer. You know, these products are wellness products for the most part. These are products that, you know, people are taking, like a lot of people on stage had mentioned, for pain, sleep, you know, there's acne. There's a lot of symptomatic relief that consumers are finding from CBD and hemp-derived products. And because of that, you know, this is not a one-time purchase. This is the lifetime value of a consumer and a potential consumer. So when, you know, brands are marketing to people, they're going to, you know, hopefully have a consumer that comes back not just one time, but, you know, multiple times for purchasing. So, you know, with that in mind, you know, you want to make sure that the consumer is confident about what they're purchasing, is educated and informed. And, you know, I think that the way to do this is to really, you know, there's a lot of regurgitated material that you see online. And we want to make sure that the content that we provide is original and unique and compelling. And I think that there's so many stories out there from a wide range of people that are just seeing, you know, their life change with this plant, you know, plant-derived medicine, plant-derived product. And, you know, that's the exciting thing about, you know, about this. So, yeah, so I guess I'll turn it over to a few Q&As, but I'd like to, you know, anything about content and marketing and then also consumers finding hemp brands.
When you were co-founding Purify, did you get outside funding? And if you did, can you talk about that process?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have actually organically funded the company ourselves. We're currently in a capital raise for outside funding as we're going into our second phase of expansion. So, like I think you asked that question previously to a few other people, you know, network is your net worth. We've been definitely, talking with our within our network, but then also looking at collaborating with a VC or a hedge fund group.
You said something about using the term hemp oil instead of CBD. Why?
Yes. So to elaborate on that, right now the FDA has classified CBD as a prescription medication, and because of that, we aren't allowed to, as mainstream producers, we can't call our product CBD. We have to actually call it hemp oil, hemp extracted oil. But you can't get that mixed up with hemp seed oil because that's actually a different product completely.
Okay, but when they look at the COA, they'll see all those cannabinoids on there. So that's going to be confusing if you're calling something hemp oil, which usually means hemp seed oil.
Right.
And once again, we have to re-educate everybody to know that we're using underground lingo.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what it is. And, you know, like a few other people had mentioned, there had been letters actually from the FDA to companies, number one for claims, but then number two also for listing CBD in their marketing materials and online and whatnot. So what we've actually been doing is we've been calling it hemp extract oil. And also, in parentheses, also a CBD. Any more questions? Anything marketing? Anything on the hemp marketing side? All right.
Oh. About the marketing. Are we able to market this like on social media, like Instagram, Facebook? Is that legal to do? So
that's a really good question. Up until recently, no. On the paid advertising side, people have been for a while now, talking about their own personal story and their own personal journey, and doing it that way. But on the paid advertising side, with Facebook, Google, whatnot, you haven't been, but just recently I've been seeing more and more kind of small campaigns, kind of doing paid test advertising. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's, it's kind of like everyone's doing it yet, but they are kind of throttling what they're allowing right now. So I have been seeing some on the paid advertising side.
So, but we can always like create our own website, right? Like myself, I have a lot of followers on YouTube, social media, and Facebook. Mm-hmm. So for myself, I was thinking, let me create a professional website and put it on my social media. That shouldn't get me in trouble, would it?
No, the only thing that I would say to be really cautious of are the claims. You definitely don't want to make any type of, this cures cancer, this does this. That's probably the big one to stay away from. But other than that, you could definitely have a website, social media. There are some problems with merchant processing sometimes. So some places do and some others don't take payment.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Sorry, but I had to Google it. And according to Papa and Barkley, right here on Google, the very first thing it says, know the difference. CBD oil is made from leaves, flowers, and stalks. Only parts of the plant where CBD is found, or cannabidiol, is hemp oil or hemp seed oil. So now we have to fight with our competitors about the words we use?
Yeah.
This is going to get really confusing.
That's actually exactly what it is. That's absolutely the concern, is that it's very confusing, but it opens up, whether it's content, packaging, any type of marketing material that you have, and how you're engaging and what kind of dialogue you're having with your consumers. you know, can, you know, can absolutely be damaging. So to make sure to do it in the most compliant fashion.
I believe Papa and Barclay is a huge company, and now they're basically saying anybody using that term is snake oil. So how do we actually fight that when it's basically, it's the new truth. If I say it three times, it's real?
I mean, right now it's, I mean, they are right in some capacity, but I personally have seen letters and warning letters of people using any type of CBD as the as the term coined for it.
Where would I find that this part where you say the legality is that you can't use the term CBD? I've never heard that, seen that anywhere.
Well, it's if you go to the FDA website. And if you look at the FDA verbiage, it's going to call it a prescription medication. And there's only one company, Epidolax, that is approved legally to be the prescription medication. So they're the only ones that are allowed to use CBD as CBD as a prescription medication term. Yeah, and nothing with CBG yet, so.
Sorry, me again. So new to this. So, when clients making payments online, what kind of, besides PayPal, what other can we use for people to make payments online?
Shopify, Square, PayPal, I've heard a hit or miss on some people with CBD companies.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys. Thank you for having me.
This podcast was produced and presented by Industry Pods in conjunction with the USA CBD Conference in cooperation with Immortal, a well-being company. Any unauthorized use is strictly prohibited. Any and all trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.